So today we are reading a story called
999
Tadpoles.
999.
Is that a fish? Tadpoles, no. On the cover we can see there are lots of tadpoles, but there's a bird, too. Let's see what this story's about, shall we? This story was written by Ken Kimura, and it's illustrated by Yasunari Murakami. And they both live in Japan, I think. And that's far away from us. It's on the other side of the planet. But we think their work is so amazing, so we wanted to share it with you guys. And say thank you to the both of them. Yeah, they both did great work. So let's read about it, shall we? Yes. Today's story is read by Mommy. And what's your name? Have you got a name?
Baby Froggy.
Baby Froggy. Here we go. And this story, by the way, we're doing this story because Easter is upon us and things are made new in spring. And this is a springtime story. Here we go. One warm spring day, 999 tadpoles were born. Although they were tiny, they were full of energy. Mother and Father Frog were very proud. Let's see. Small but full of energy. Who does that make me think of? It's very familiar. Aha. The 999 tadpoles grew and grew until one day they grew into frogs. And now the pond was too small for them.
"We can't move,"
called one.
"We can't breathe,"
called another.
"Don't push,"
called a third. "We have a situation here," said Father.
"We'll have to move,"
said Mother. So 999 young frogs scrambled to get out of the pond.
"Shh, shh, shh,"
said Mother. "The world is a dangerous place. You must be careful."
"Follow your mother.
I'm sorry. Follow your father," said Mother. In the picture we can see, there goes the dad. And then all the little frogs, boink, 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 are following their dad. The question that I have is, where are they going?
To a new pond.
To a new pond? Okay. So 999 young frogs followed their father across the field. But no matter how far they went, all they saw was more grass.
"When will we get there?"
asked one.
"I'm hungry," said another.
"I'm tired,"
said a third.
"Keep hopping," said Father, "or a scary snake might get you."
"What snake?"
asked the frog children.
"A snake can eat a whole frog in just one swallow," said Father. "It has a very big mouth and a very long body."
So in their mind, they're imagining what a snake would look like. And do you know what they've imagined?
What?
A frog. A really big-mouthed frog with a very long body. But they're still imagining a frog. Because their father didn't do a very adequate job of explaining it to them.
"Like this?"
said the children. The dad is rather surprised. Because they sure enough did find, in fact, a real snake. A real snake this time. One that's got a red body. Doesn't look anything like a frog. Has a long tongue.
"Yes!"
said Father. "The snake was sleeping peacefully. It must have just eaten."
"Run for your lives," said Mother, "before the snake wakes up."
And so they did. So 999 young frogs ran for their lives across the field. They didn't notice
a hungry hawk flying over their heads. Then the hawk swooped down and grabbed Father.
Let me go, called Father.
Not a chance, said the hawk, and rose into the sky.
Let him go,
cried Mother, and she grabbed on to Father's leg.
Let them go,
cried 999 young frogs, and they grabbed on, too. So what you're telling me is this hawk has to fly with two full-grown frogs and then 999 little frogs attached to him? I don't know if I could do it. Could you?
Why is this frog so heavy?
The hawk wondered, and he looked back. Wow! He was carrying a whole year's supply of frogs. He was so pleased. He flew even higher. Uh-oh. The 999 young frogs loved it.
This is great,
said one.
What a view,
said another.
Whee,
said a third. Mother and Father were not as enthusiastic. They were worried about falling.
Don't let go,
warned Mother.
No matter what,
added Father. And now we see why there were birds on the cover of this book. Because flying through the sky, like a bird or a plane or Superman, are 999 little frogs.
Whee!
It's the silliest thing I've ever seen or heard of. Look at the picture, my friends. I'll post this on my Instagram so you can see. But boy, what silliness. The hawk flew on and on with 999 young frogs who were getting restless.
I'm hungry.
1,001 frogs, including the mom and the dad.
You're correct. Good math. Very good math.
I'm hungry,
said one.
When will we get there? Asked another.
I'm tired,
said a third. The 999 young frogs began to wiggle. And every time one wiggled, the hawk swerved.
Hang in there, hawk, said Dad. Don't let us go.
But the hawk couldn't hold on any longer. Father cried, and Mother and Father and 999 young frogs fell down from the sky. In the picture, wow.
It's raining baby frogs.
It's raining
from
frogs.
Outside, baby frogs.
Yep.
No need to ask why.
It looks like, you know what it makes
just
me?
Just open a jar and close your eyes. It's raining baby frogs.
It is. It reminds me of the plagues of the Passover. Here come these frogs. What? But oh, what has happened?
Splash, splash, splash.
What?
Splash, splash, splash.
What is it? In the next picture when we turn the page?
They all fall into water.
We see what's happened to all of those frogs. They did not smash onto the ground. No, no. They splashed into water. Mother and Father and 999 young frogs fell into a pond. A big pond.
It's cool, said one.
It's wet, said another.
It's home,
said a third. And that's how Mother and Father and their 999 young frogs found a new home. And for all I know, they're still there singing ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. And what a wonderful way to end their day in a new world after having had a wonderful, marvelous flight.
Well, one home doesn't work for you. You get on a bird and you fly across the country and you land in an even nicer one. And that, my friends, is your end to the story. What a wonderful springtime story. The end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.